WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board, at its last meeting, chose the construction manager for the $53 million makeover of the Stephen F. Austin campus.
Paul Ferbaiti Construction is a national company with a Houston office. The recommendation came as a surprise to the president of Bryan-based Madison Construction, Michael Jones, whose firm was eliminated after the district's first round of consideration.
Assuming my analysis is correct, you know, we're spending an extra $370,000 minimum, and I think it's closer to $400,000.
The district's chief financial officer, Amy Draw, says more weight was given to reputation and experience compared to price.
Even though the other vendor or proposer was lower, the points that were awarded did not bring them past Balfour Beatty.
Construction of the new SFA Middle School is scheduled to start this October. Contract also includes improvements to the Civic Auditorium and turning the present SFA into administrative offices. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A one-time service for BTU Electric customers is returning. General Manager Gary Miller says third-party vendors are working on bringing back the options for prepaying for electricity. The option was requested by Councilman Rafael Pena as a way for BTU to avoid write-offs from those who don't pay their bills.
When I was growing up, we had this power track, and we would monitor how much money's left and when to cut off our electricity, go play outside, and to come back, okay, hey, Ma, you know, put a couple dollars on it so we have some more, we can watch TV.
The prepayment service was discussed as the council recently updated BTU customer policies, which you can read online at WTAW.com. The start of April marks the fifth annual Blue Ribbon Tree Dedication Ceremony. This year's location is outside the Bryan Police Department. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the program, representing 201 child victims of sexual abuse in Brazos County, is this morning at 10:30.
The Brazos Valley Child Advocacy Center, which is better known as Scotty's House, has a Blue Ribbon Tree Dedication, and they move it around every year.
Scotty's House reports in Texas, 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before their 18th birthday. A former manager at the College Station Walmart store has been arrested on a misdemeanor theft charge. Police had issued a most wanted notice for 44-year-old Wendy Babineau. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says Babineau saw her photo on Facebook and turned herself in yesterday afternoon. She and another former coworker are accused of using store receipts left behind by customers and cashing them as fraudulent returns. Starting this morning, you could see a natural gas flare while driving along Highway 6, Highway 30, and William D. Fitch Parkway. Nearby residents may also hear natural gas flowing while Atmos Energy crews conduct required inspection on a natural gas line northeast of Tonkaway Lake Road just off Fitch. The process will continue on and off throughout the week from tomorrow, through a week from tomorrow between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bryan School District officials want to know your opinions about the future of Rudder High School. An online survey has been created as administrators begin the search for a new principal. A link to the 5 questions is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. We'll have more news at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
8:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We'll continue to see cloudiness across the area today. We may see some showers or even a thunderstorm as well. It'll be breezy with temperatures approaching 80 degrees this afternoon. Showers will taper off tonight, lows near 65. Clouds tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine, windy with the chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy Friday with the chance of some showers. Highs Friday afternoon, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:09, 8:10. You are on now. Mayor Nancy Berry joining us here for in just a moment. I think as we're waiting on John Rainey, if you'll slide that right in front of you while we're waiting for John Rainey. How are you today?
Terrific.
Okay. They debated for 17 hours, and... They finished up, about 6:45 this morning, he said. So I gave him the option. I said, we can move this to Thursday, or we can move it to Friday, actually. I said, we can move it to Friday. But he said, no, no, that's okay. We'll be...
You'll just get a cup of coffee and keep going.
Yeah, exactly. So that's... Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll call him. We'll see.
At this point, it would be just a nap.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So let's see if we can get him on the phone. Again, me dialing the phone, anything could happen.
Fair enough.
Oh, there he is right there. I bet you. John Rainey joins us from Austin. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty fair. Got in about 6:30 this morning.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I was telling folks that we tried to coordinate things a little bit. We could change the schedule if we needed to. And you said, no, no, that's okay. We'll be up late, maybe on into the morning. I don't think we knew it was going to be that much into the morning. 17 hours of debate for your budget, huh?
That's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right. It's passed, and I think everything went pretty much the way it was anticipated.
Well, you know, there were a couple of things that didn't come to fruition that I think we thought were going to. School vouchers did not end up being a question in here. Kind of a surprise?
That was kind of a surprise. That was pulled. And I have no idea why. It was one of the amendments, but it was pulled.
The other thing I noticed is that apparently they took spending for HIV and sexually transmitted diseases and moved that over into an abstinence column, which was surprising to some members.
You know, I voted for that. I'm not particularly proud of the vote, frankly. I feel like that we need to be careful with what we do there. I also had another vote that I'm sure I'm going to get in trouble with. They had a vote about doing stem cell research on embryos, and that's one of those things that, you know, as long as it's not done, you know, where somebody has an embryo and does it for profit, I don't have any problem with it. Wonderful research has been done on the stem cell with embryos, and that was killed. I took a vote there that probably will get me in a little trouble with some folks.
Tell me where we are as far as gambling is concerned. Anything come up as far as extending what kind of gambling we can have here in Texas?
Not a thing. Okay. There was one vote that was wanted to do away with the racing commission, and that was an amendment that came up, and it didn't happen. You know, a lot of things in some ways happen in there that I thought probably would have been better in bills rather than as part of the budget. But I guess that's the way things happen. I know that I had a rider in there about Blinn and contact hour dollars that they get from the state, and it was challenged, and we won that vote very significantly with over about 130 votes in our favor to require Blinn to make those contact hour dollars follow the student.
So now is that different from the bill that you introduced, or is this basically the essence of the bill?
It was different than the bill because it had only with the contact hour dollars. My bill has to do with contact hour dollars, tuition, and fees. We couldn't include tuition and fees in that rider in the budget because that would be making law out of through the budget, which, again, I question some of those things that happen. But because I think we were attempting to make law rather than distribute funds, and that's the way I think the budget should be. But that was a thing that came up, and we were successful in defending it. I think it gives me a good feeling about how, when 1903 comes out of higher ed, how it will be handled on the floor, because that was kind of a test vote. We won that test vote.
Again, you say over 130 votes?
That's correct.
Okay.
Right at 130.
Okay. And by the way, while we're just chatting about that, do you know when 1903 will be voted on again in the committee and then be on the floor?
You know, I don't know for sure, but I do know I have the votes to pass it out of committee. I'm pretty sure I have the votes, unless somebody changed their mind. I have, I think, 7 votes out of a 9 that are definitely committed to me, and one other that may, and then one that he's concerned about it getting too close into trying to dictate policy about how the school operates, and he has a somewhat of an argument, and I understand his argument. I just disagree with in this case.
Eddie, John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning after a 17-hour discussion of the budget last night and on into well into this morning. Anything else in this budget that caught your eye or that you either went through more easily than you thought or something that didn't make it in there?
Well, there was some concern about spending money for rail, high-speed rail particularly, through transportation dollars, and there was an amendment that attempted to do that and to keep any state dollars from going in high-speed rail. And that particular amendment was defeated. I think it'll just be left up to the way that we write our legislation.
How about as far as A&M is concerned? What's in the budget for Texas A&M?
Well, A&M is part of the budget, and higher ed is getting a 3% increase. The TRB bill has 2 facilities in it for A&M, one for, I guess it's, what is it? Is it the ag and one for the medical school?
So you were, and that is rather newsworthy because it was going to be just one TRB, but you ended up being able to get 2 for A&M.
Yes, we were, and we made the argument that if we had kept the Health Science Center separate from the university, we could have gotten a TRB for that, and that went over very well. And of course, I was pleased that we got that.
Good. Well, so when does the House reconvene?
We're not going to reconvene until 2.
Well, I would say that you're probably one of the few members of the House who are up and moving around right now, so I appreciate you doing that. I really do.
I wouldn't be up and running if I hadn't set my phone to go off to wake me up.
Well, it did. But, you know, you sound like Gary Blair when we woke him up after winning the national championship. You forgot that he forgot he needed to be on the radio. I appreciate you doing that. That's yeoman's work. So go get some rest, and y'all go back to work, and we'll talk to you next week.
I did have a little speech that I had to give Sunday, and I was unable to deliver it because I had such a laryngitis so bad. And I did try to talk a little bit, and I told them that I didn't want them to have to listen to somebody that sounded like Bill Clinton.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the time this morning.
All right.
Yeah, see you later. Bye. Yeah. Man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, 17 hours of debate, and he has. His voice has been kind of rough for a while. So Mayor Barry joins us this morning again. You're doing okay?
I am.
Wonderful. Patrick, are you with us?
I am.
Good, because we have trivia this morning.
Fun.
I went and found some trivia. I did this myself. So
that's
here
an
we
April
go.
Fool's
okay.
joke, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not. This is the real
happening.
Thing. It is the real thing. All right, the 2004 Olympics were held in A, Athens, B, Sydney, D, at ABC. Yeah, Atlanta. That's A, Athens, B, Sydney, C, Atlanta. Kevin, you're first.
Athens.
Okay. Patrick?
Athens.
Mayor?
Athens.
All right, you're right. Yay, ding. Everybody gets one there. Okay. There is a difference between American roulette wheels and European roulette wheels. Are they? The American has a double zero, A. B, they spin in opposite directions. Or C, no difference. A, the American has double zero. B, they spin in opposite directions. C, no difference. Patrick?
I want to go with the double zero.
Okay. Mayor?
I want to say no difference.
Okay. Kevin? Quick Google, quick Google.
No, I'm not Googling. I'm right. going to say no difference.
Double zero. The American roulette wheel has double zero. So.
I thought the European did, too.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I like that spinning in a different direction.
Yeah, that'd be Australia anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, one more gambling question. The sum of an opposite die, in other words, what it totals to, is it 7, 8, or 9? Mayor?
I have no clue because I don't play roulette.
What? No. This is the die. These are
oh,
the
dice. I don't do that.
Yeah, she plays. So she throws craps though.
Yeah.
Seven. Okay. All right, Kevin.
Nine.
Patrick.
Seven.
It's seven. It is. All right. So Patrick, I believe you got all three right today. And of course you win our we don't have a
He gets bragging rights.
Yeah, that's it. But I threw that trivia question together by the way, in very short order. So I'm very proud
you
of myself.
You should start a prep service.
I shouldn't. No, I'm very proud of myself for being able to do that. Anyway, so the mayor joins us this morning. I think the last time that I saw you was at the Citizens Bond Committee meeting as far as transportation is concerned.
Yes.
What were your thoughts as you came away from that?
I thought it went well. Citizens Advisory Committee is in the process of weighing the public information that they gathered that night. I thought there was a good turnout from the community. Teddy Ellison's doing a wonderful job heading that subcommittee. They spoke about the demographics and what's needed in terms of our growing population, and then each of the committee members went by a map that showed the particular intersection or roadway that, you know, could be constructed,
mm-hmm.
and got feedback that way.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to be there, so I could certainly see those maps. Now, okay, so here we are basically April 1st, so what is the timeline now that you've had these three different meetings where you've gotten some citizen input and they've also gotten input for, or they've gotten output from their committees?
Yeah. Each of the committees, this transportation, parks, and facilities, will now meet. They've gotten the public information. They've gotten the information from staff. They are going to go and narrow down the projects that they are going to come and recommend to City Council.
Mm-hmm. And then Council puts that together based, again, on it's a good guideline, but there may be some changes, obviously, that Council can do because that's your job.
Correct. I personally am not going to make any changes because I think we put together a blue ribbon committee, and we've asked them to do the work, and they've done it, and I'm going to follow their recommendations.
Okay. Yeah, one thing we didn't ask you about, I know that the council had had passed a resolution having to do with the question of bringing the possibility of bringing presidential or vice presidential debates here, and I'd like to get your thoughts there.
Oh, yeah. We passed a resolution supporting that. The university is spearheading this. I think it's a very exciting possibility that we might do it. For a week, we would have global attention. As I said to the Texas Tribune, that publicity is immeasurable and unquantifiable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just would be terrific. They need 3,000 hotel rooms between the two cities. We have more than 4,000. We certainly know how to work, you know, have a crowd in town. Should we be successful in getting the, it would, you know, require some resources from the city, police, fire, EMS.
And let's talk about that because there are some logistics that have to be handled. Have you got an idea as to, while the publicity we get is unquantifiable, the amount of money you might have to spend is something that you can calculate. Have you looked at that and have you gotten an idea as to what it would cost from College Station's portion to do that?
We have not. We think it would be probably akin to a football, you know, weekend kind of thing. We did learn last week that the bid included Rudder Tower as well as the Reed Arena site.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That someone had come to, not a site visit, but someone from the committee had come and looked at the facilities and thought Rudder Tower would, Rudder Theater Complex would.
Right.
Work out well.
I would think, yeah, from a logistical standpoint, you might not want to have an arena as big as Reed for something like that, so Rudder would work. Have you been in touch with Brian, or is Brian kind of, have you had any discussions with them as to what they might do as far as being part of this?
Believe city managers have spoken about this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Again,
yeah,
it could be a good opportunity.
And the timeline is the application has gone in. They'll have a site visit this summer, and the final decision will be made in October.
Yeah, okay. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Anything else going on?
Yeah, well, we've got, you can sign up now for the 2015 Games of Texas. That's July 30th through August 3rd, and you can register to compete in one of more of the 16 events, and including your favorite pickleball.
I love it. I love that pickleball. I really do. Yeah.
And registration ends July 17th, and you can find more information out at their website, taaf.com.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
More than 147 million items are on approximately 138 miles of bookshelves at the Library of Congress. And the oldest bookcase is found at Oxford University in England. You may not need miles of bookshelves or the oldest bookcase in the world. That's why Wilton's Office Works has new bookshelves in all shapes and sizes for any space. Visit their showroom today to see the huge selection of office furniture they have to offer. On the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. Wilton's, furniture, supplies, and so much more.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A relatively new superbug may have met its match in a 1,000-year-old eye treatment. Scientists in Britain painstakingly followed a step-by-step recipe found in an old English handbook to make the ointment and found that it killed over 90% of MRSA bacteria. The 10th-century concoction contained garlic, wine, and bile from a cow's stomach. A very specific set of instructions included brewing the solution in a brass vessel, straining it through a cloth, and letting the mixture sit for 9 days before use. Walmart is increasing pressure on suppliers to cut the cost of their products in an effort to regain the mantle of low-price leader and turn around its sluggish U.S. sales. Today's Wall Street Journal says the retailing giant's been telling suppliers to forego investments in joint marketing with the retailer and plow the savings into lower prices. Instead, the new dictate is creating tension with companies that supply the hundreds of thousands of products on Walmart shelves. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Join us Easter Sunday, April 5th at First Baptist Bryan for Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a free event for the community where 20,000 eggs filled with goodies will be dropped from a helicopter between our morning worship services. All children from newborn to sixth grade are invited to join in the festivities to collect as many eggs as they can. Our traditional service will begin at 9 a.m. Easter eggs will fly at 10 a.m., followed by our contemporary service at 11. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you and your family to join us as we celebrate Operation Easter.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
I didn't have any energy for evening.
People all over the country are noticing how Active 8 makes them feel.
The kids wanted to do things, my husband wanted to go, and I didn't.
Sharon was tired all the time. She decided to try Active 8.
I noticed one of my friends was losing weight and had quite a bit more energy than she usually did. I just had to ask what she was doing that made such a difference. But she told me it was Active 8. That was enough for me to give it a try.
Active 8 was developed by a physician for his patients who complained of being tired all the time. It's completely safe, effective, and fully guaranteed.
The difference is amazing.
Activate your life with Active 8. Just go to our website for full information.
To learn more or to order, go to www.activateproducts.com or call 1-800-465-4411.
A lot of us complain about the price of gas these days, and probably rightfully so, since the price just seems to be going up and up. But there have been some times when gasoline just wasn't expensive. It was also in very short supply. And that's exactly the situation that the French found themselves in during World War II. They had a problem finding gas to run their cars. So the French, well, they looked about for alternatives. Round about 1942, if you looked in a Frenchman's gas tank, well, you wouldn't find one. But you might find a stack of firewood in the trunk, or a jug of cooking oil. Now, how can you run a car on firewood and cooking oil? Well, Emile Gagnon, a French-Canadian engineer, was well known for his inventions. Anyone knows that if you just pour cooking oil or firewood into a car's fuel tank, you're not going anywhere. But Emile hit on an ingenious device. You see, the firewood would burn as a charcoal gas, and then it went through a regulator to the engine. But then a couple of things happened in the war that led Emil to work on a new use for his device. The Germans were running out of gas supplies. The German high command got wind of these French cars running off of burning wood and cooking oil, so they went to the French and demanded they come up with an alternative fuel for their war machines. The French Navy came to Air Liquide France, and Air Liquide sent them to our man, Emil Gagnon. Emil, well, he went to work on a device, and he recruited his friend Jacques to test the apparatus. Jacques almost got killed several times in the process, but between them, they developed a workable regulator for compressed air. But by the time the two men had perfected it, the war was nearly over, and the Germans had little use for the funny little invention. But Emil and Jacques did. It's a little-known fact that the first fully workable, self-contained compressed air regulator, which was invented to fuel automobiles with firewood during World War II, became scuba apparatus for underwater diving. It opened up a whole new area of underwater exploration for mankind, and a fabulous new career for the man who was nearly killed several times developing it. And that, of course, was Emile's friend Jacques. Jacques-Yves Cousteau.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student-athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors' Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors' Cup.
Aggie baseball was at home on Tuesday night for another midweek game. The Aggs now have made it 9-0 in midweek games this year. And going back to last season, they've now won 14 in a row in that category, improving their record last night to 28-2 with a convincing 19-4 win over Sam Houston State in front of 4,630 fans at Bluebell Park. For the Aggies, they go 19 runs, 18 hits, and no errors. For Sam Houston, they go 4 runs, 12 hits, and 1 error. The game highlighted by a 13-run bottom of the third inning for Texas A&M. Homering in the game, we had five for the Aggies. Alamon hit his second. Burke hit his third. Gideon hit two. Numbers five and six. Nottebrook hit another home run, his third of the season. Means Nottebrook now has games back-to-back, including Sunday against Missouri, and then the game last night against Sam Houston, his third home run of the season. The winning pitcher was Larkins. Odom would take the loss. A&M now 28-2 and headed for Lexington, Kentucky for games on Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday. All of those games, 6, 6, and noon are game times, Central Time. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Today, how not to be a victim of one of the worst email virus attacks ever. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
Looking forward to your tax refund? Hey, so are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once an identity thief gets a hold of your tax forms, they know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity, and even your life savings, is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your Social Security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did and get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841.
It's April Fool's Day, and today the story of one of the most diabolical virus attacks ever. And here's how to protect yourself. I received email yesterday from someone named Mary. She began with, "Dear Kim," and the message read as if she knew me. Mary's friendly message talked about how she finally married Mike. She said that she wanted me to attend the wedding, but I must have changed my phone number. She couldn't call me. Now the hook. Mary provided a link and said I should click on it to see all the lovely wedding pictures. It sounded so inviting, but who was Mary? I don't know Mary and Mike. If I had clicked on the link, my computer would have been instantly compromised. It's called social engineering, a trick to get you to open your computer or to give up confidential information. Never click on email links from people you don't know. It's always a trick to plant a virus, and it's no April Fool's joke. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Customers of Bryan's Electric Utility will at some point have the option again of prepaying for power. Councilman Rafael Pena, whose parents used that service when he was growing up, asked to bring it back.
We go back to that program, I think we wouldn't have as much write-off, because there would be no write-off, because once you didn't pay your bill, it'd be shut off right then and there. Right. Kind of like my debit card. If my money's not on a debit card, I don't want it to pay my charge, because then I'm going to have to pay an overdraft fee. I'd much rather just cut it off on spot.
BTU General Manager Gary Miller says their third-party vendors are working to resolve operational issues.
They are continuing to work on that program, and we will continue to work with them to hopefully at some point, and we'll bring you completely up to speed, but hopefully at some point within the not too distant future, be able to provide that again.
The council, at its last meeting, updated BTU customer policies, which you can read online at WTAW.com. The largest piece of the Bryan School District's bond issue, passed by voters last November, now has a construction manager.
The school board at its last meeting chose a national company with a Houston office, Balfour Beatty, to manage the $53 million project that includes a new Stephen F. Austin Middle School, turning the current SFA into the district's new administration offices, and improvements at the Civic Auditorium. The board's unanimous vote followed comments from the president of Bryan-based Madison Construction, Michael Jones, who noted his firm submitted a proposal but was eliminated in the first of two rounds. Jones wondered how the bid went to the more expensive firm.
And spending an extra $300, I think it's $400,000 to $500,000 more on this contractor than the one that was actually had the lesser fees. I don't know either one. Well, I'd just like to see some kind of justification for the higher fees for the higher contractors. There must be some reason.
The response from the district's chief financial officer, Amy Draws, is that their scoring system does not give as much weight to price as to other factors.
It's not like a bid where low cost wins. The committee and Dr. Wallace and all of us agreed that experience and reputation was very important on this, how they worked with the district. That was all spelled out in the proposal.
Construction of the new SFA is supposed to start this October and be completed for the start of school in August 2017. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The departure of the only principal in the history of Rudder High School has resulted in the Bryan School District creating a public survey. On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the survey, which is open to community members as well as students and Bryan School District employees. The five questions range from what respondents want in the next principal to the strengths and concerns about the campus. A Bryan woman sought by College Station police saw her photo on Facebook and turned herself in. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 44-year-old Wendy Babineau went to the Brazos County Jail yesterday afternoon, where she was arrested on a misdemeanor theft charge. Online jail records indicate she was there less than 1 hour in jail before being released on a $4,000 bond. Babineau is accused, while working as a manager at the College Station Walmart, of taking store receipts left behind by customers and cashing them as fraudulent returns. A grand jury has declined to indict University of Texas Regent Wallace Hall for releasing confidential student information, instead issuing a blistering report decrying his unaccountable and abusive behavior. The grand jury said Hall, quote, used his positional power to the point of abuse while also accusing him of abusive excess and seeking so much information that it overwhelmed the records administrators. From the state capitol, the Senate passed a bill written by Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner where the governor can declare a state of emergency the next time Ebola or another infectious disease strikes. The measure, which passed on a 25-5 vote, would also permit law enforcement to detain someone who may be infected for 24 hours. Hundreds of local children without access to dental care have received services through the Give Kids a Smile promotion from area dentists and Blinn College dental hygiene students. Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says appointments will be accepted starting today.
We've been doing this since 2009, and in that time we've provided almost 400 cleanings, almost 400 fluoride treatments, almost 400 x-rays, almost 1,000 sealants, and it's totaled more than $100,000 in free dental care services.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can find more details of the event, which will be held a week from Thursday. The incoming commissioner of the Southeastern Conference is coming to Aggieland. Greg Sankey will be speaking at Texas A&M a week from today as part of the Distinguished Lecture Series sponsored by the Department of Health and Kinesiology. The public is invited to watch in person or online. Details are on our website, WTAW.com. Atmos Energy is conducting required inspection on a natural gas line starting this morning. Crews will flare natural gas at a site approximately 1/2 mile northeast of Tonkaway Lake Road, just off William D. Fitch Parkway. When flaring is underway, it will be seen by motorists driving along Fitch and Highway 6 and 30, along with nearby city streets. Nearby residents may also hear the sound of natural gas flowing through the pipeline during the process. The process is expected to last through a week from tomorrow. WTAW News Time is 8:43. It's 69 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Have you heard? There's a clean, modern venue with ample meeting space in town, and it's yours, the Brazos County Expo. From business meetings and banquets to large-scale conferences and trade shows, the Brazos County Expo is the perfect space for your event. Drawing attendees is easy. 80% of the Texas population lives within 180 miles of our community. The Brazos County Expo. It's local. It's yours. Book it. Call 823-3976 or visit BrazosCountyExpo.com for more information.
Have you had enough of your slow internet? Well, first of all, do you know exactly how slow your internet is? This is what you need to do. Speedtest.suddenlink.com. Go log in there and discover just how slow that phone company internet connection is and how you really could have a big, big difference if you go to the 50 meg broadband internet that's available for you from Suddenlink. Makes downloading easy. Streaming, You don't have to worry about it buffering. That kind of stuff just does not happen. With the 50 meg internet, you can download the big files and in just an absolute fraction of the time that it used to take. You can stream HD movies so fast you forget, in fact, that you're even streaming. Again, buffering becomes a thing of the past. You can upload videos and social media sites, all that stuff. So take the challenge at Suddenlink, place where you can check on this. It's speedtest.suddenlink.com. Do that today. And then get the fastest broadband internet for a price that starts at just $35 a month. And again, because it's Suddenlink, there are no contracts. Get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back, we promise guarantee. You can stop by the Suddenlink store that's located at 4114 East 29th Street if you want to, or you can visit suddenlink.com.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Weather, we got it for you. It's 8:46, and the weather is brought to you this morning by your from the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. They're your Lennox dealers. Lennox dealers that can keep your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling. All right, here we go. Got a little rain in the forecast, maybe keeping our fingers crossed. Here's the weather.
We'll continue to see cloudiness across the area today. We may see some showers or even a thunderstorm as well. It'll be breezy with temperatures approaching 80 degrees this afternoon. Showers will taper off tonight, lows near 65. Clouds tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine, windy with the chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy Friday with the chance of some showers, highs Friday afternoon 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Take a minute to look at the radar. Most of the shower activity has been up in the Metroplex area, and it's now moved up really along the Red River. Pretty heavy thunder showers over there east of Wichita Falls. And then there's some down near Laredo, but there's really not anything in our little neck of the woods. Some light showers down south of San Antonio. But anyway, as things warm up today, they could pop up. We'll see.
Start popping here and there, I'm guessing.
Fans of the Stieg Larsson trilogy, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, will soon have a fourth book in that series to read. His books have sold over 80 million copies. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Now, it's kind of interesting because this thing is called The Girl in the Spider's Web, and it was written by David Lagercrantz, who was assigned to continue the series by Larsson's Swedish publisher, along with his brother and father. And that's kind of interesting because Stieg Larsson's brother and father have been in this long legal dispute with Eva Gilbertson, who was Stieg Larsson's partner for a long, long time, since 1974, and apparently had found a partial manuscript for this fourth book in his computer. Now, the new book doesn't contain this discovered novel, but obviously if we're talking about this gold mine, because that's what Stieg Larsson's books have become, that's why they're in a legal battle. Stieg Larsson apparently did not marry her because his anti-fascist works could hurt her business. She was an architect, an author, and a political activist. So he died in 2004 and didn't leave a will. So as a result, Larsson's estate went back to his brother and father. And so they're the ones who basically been able to cash in. And she's going, hey, I got this fourth manuscript. This may be more than you want to know. But anyway, Knopf is going to come out with a new book. So there you go. Rule number one, were you using heroin?
Beg your pardon?
There we go.
How many are there?
Yeah. Excellent.
Oh, my.
Don't strike up a conversation with a policeman.
Oh, well,
okay.
Pennsylvania man did just that at the Quick Check. I don't know if that's like a check cashing place or what. The officer noticed one Sebastian Smith's, quote, abnormally constricted pupils. A search. I mean, get this. So he gets searched. It reveals that Smith is carrying what is believed to be heroin in 9 wax packages, with a label Sniper, 3 hypodermic needles, a plastic container containing cocaine residue, raw marijuana seeds, and there you go. You carry that around with you? And you engage a police officer in conversation? Needless to say, he's in jail. What an idiot.
No, that's smart.
Yeah, I know. Michigan State. Over a dozen students have been charged with disorderly conduct for throwing bagels at people. Happened in East Lansing after two basketball-related street celebrations last weekend. People say 13 MSU students tossed objects, mainly bagels, into the crowd. A spokesperson for the police said, in our experience, what we've seen when a crowd behaves like that is that it certainly leads to bigger problems.
Well, you think?
Well, bagel rage? I mean, what? What are we dealing with here?
College students. They should have been throwing T-shirts.
Or you know, throwing couches off the top of the dorm that they'd set on fire.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey. Today I'm joined by Lacey Lively from Lemonade Day. Now, you might not be familiar with Lemonade Day, but you might have noticed at the beginning of May, a whole lot of lemonade stands start popping up around town.
Yes. So always the first Sunday in May is National Lemonade Day. So kids from across really the country are setting up lemonade stands and they're selling lemonade to the community. So they get to do whatever they want with the money. So some donate it for a good cause. Others are saving for a new bike or college. Others are having to pay back little employees they have. So the basis of Lemonade Day is for kids to learn how to start and operate their own business.
So we're encouraging the entrepreneurial spirit, and it's great because I think some listeners can attest to this. What was your first business? Probably a lemonade stand.
You know, it's funny when I think about it. When I first started helping Lemonade Day, it started in Bryan-Cauld Station in 2010. And so this is our fifth year. Yay. But when I started, I had a bake sale out in front of my grandparents' yard, and me and my cousins did it. And I didn't, you know, I was like, oh, this is so cool. But I didn't think of the value of it until now, helping with Lemonade Day and seeing, oh, well, I'm going to start a business. Do you need investors? Am I going to hire employees? What kind of recipes am I going to have? I'm going to have a variety of recipes. And then it's all about marketing, location. How am I going to get people there? What price? How can I pay back for all of my ingredients? So it's really fun when you start thinking about, because this is something that's really not taught in schools. Not that you don't learn these kind of things in schools, but just the whole basis of doing it on your own with your mentor. And we just ask that there's a responsible adult with a child. And we really don't have an age limit. We even have teen workbooks or some, you know, middle school teenagers that are involved as well. But we've ordered 1,400 backpacks for this year. Registration is going on now. You can go to lemonadedaybcs.com and register online. It's all free. And then once you register, you bring your registration confirmation to a backpack pickup location. And we have guides. There's a mentor guide. There's an entrepreneur workbook. Kind of tells you all the things that I just kind of mentioned, how you're going to get started. And then there's a business results form to see, like, how did you do afterwards? So it's really fun and it's free.
So right now we're registering kids.
Yes, right now we're focusing on registering kids. You can go online and register. We also have a variety of registration events. You can go to facebook.com/lemonadedaybcs or follow us on Twitter at LDayBCS, and we'll have all of our registration events on there. So I know we're going to be at Brazos Valley Earth Day. We'll be out there doing registration event, so you can go visit. They're also doing registrations at Blue Baker, American Momentum Bank, Village Foods, Coffee Corner on Texas Avenue. So you can do it online, bring your confirmation, get your free backpack, or you can go to one of the registration locations and register there, pick up your backpack, and I'll be done right there. So,
and for someone who doesn't have a child to participate in Lemonade Day, are there other ways in which he or she could get involved?
We're always looking for volunteers. We have a volunteer sign-up form. Please sign up if you're interested. We have registration events, which is mainly just spreading the word about Lemonade Day and sign up kids. You can mentor. You can invest in a child. You have a stand location. If you own a business, maybe give different shifts, break up shifts, like a morning shift, I'll have a kid in front of my business, afternoon or night, however you want to do that. And then sponsors. And there's a sponsor link as well on our website. So everybody can be involved in Lemonade Day, even if you don't have a kid.
Help kids learn to have a successful small business by participating in Lemonade Day. For more information, visit BrazosLife.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Time is money, and you can save a lot of time by turning that two-day business trip into a one-day business trip with Brazos Valley Flight Services. Their air taxi takes the stress out of traveling. Your trip will be quicker than driving, and unlike major airlines, there are no long lines, connections, or lost luggage because you don't need luggage for a one-day trip. Save time and money with BVFS. Call 979-260-6322 or click bvfs.net.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. UK woman, well, Great Britain, found a new purpose for Instagram for posting pictures of her daily meals. They're all pretty good pics. Most people have shared. Now 22-year-old Jessica Simmons uses her Instagram to ask users how healthy her meals were, sharing hundreds of photos as a motivational dieting tool. Saw her shrink from a size 22 to a size 10 in 2 years.
I'll be dang.
Lost 130 pounds. Says that the pressure of knowing so many people would see what she was eating is what kept her motivated. So that's pretty cool.
That would be one of the few acceptable, it's okay to post pictures of your food.
Yeah,
pictures.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, if that's it, and obviously something good happened, so that's all right. A Navy midshipman says that his friend, who's training to become a Navy pilot, got a nice surprise after buying something on eBay. According to the midshipman, his friend bought and paid for an Xbox One, but when the Columbus, Ohio seller found out the buyer was headed to flight school to become a Navy pilot, the seller just sent it to him. Refunded his money.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Very, very, very good stuff.
Classy.
Yeah. All right, so, loose tooth, right? How many loose tooth stories do you have from when you were growing up? You know, what creative or fun way did that happen? Was it something that you can look back with and have a good memory of?
I did the doorknob thing.
Okay, the doorknob thing is certainly something.
Yeah, and I managed to play. I had one. I was playing around with it for about 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And it disappeared one time. Swallowed it.
Did you?
Oh, no.
How about a Camaro SS?
What?
Yeah, when your kid gets a loose tooth, do you let it come out naturally? Do you try to coax it out? Do you do the string thing, the doorknob? Or maybe you could be like the dad in Florida. You tied one end to your kid's loose tooth, the other to your Camaro SS.
Oh.
It's been posted.
Oh.
Yeah, you can go to YouTube and see that.
Oh, I don't know. I might try that.
All right, we'll see.
That just sounds fun.
A lot of women into beards on men with good scientific reason. A beard can transform any baby-faced guy into a more macho man. Your man's beard, ladies, may in fact be giving you an infection, though. Deborah Jolliman, a dermatologist in New York City, says if a guy doesn't grow his mustache and beard properly, then it can be a breeding ground for germs. Look.
Well, duh.
Heavily bearded people have enough problems anyway, okay? How are you going to keep it? Are you going to, because once you get it going, are you going to trim it? Are you going to let it just go? I mean, how are you going to do that? And now she's telling us they could be unhygienic.
I'm going through that process right now.
Okay. Of doing what?
I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to let it grow or just keep it trimmed tightly.
Being unhygienic. Anyway, sorts of infections, even dangerous staph infections, she says. And there you are rubbing your face up against it. Oh, my God.
The humanity.
I know. What will we do? Take a phone call. Hello?
That's why everybody grows beards. Everybody knows they're flavor savers.
Duh.
Soup and chili especially.
I was going to eat that later.
Yeah. And Cheetos. How about Cheetos?
Mm.
Get all that stuff in there. That's, can't beat that. So
are you
this,
a natural blonde?
Yeah. Nominations for the 42nd Annual Daytime Emmy Awards are out. General Hospital leads the soaps with 28 nominations. I mentioned that to tell you that today is the anniversary of General Hospital debuting in, you ready? 1963.
Wow.
Yeah. In the talk show category, The Ellen DeGeneres Show leads all the talkers with 10 nominations. Over on the game show side, it's a toss-up between The Price is Right, Family Feud, and Jeopardy. The annual awards will be broadcast live, of course, on the Pop cable channel.
Of course.
Do we get that? I don't think we do.
I don't know.
April 26th, live from a soundstage on the Warner Brothers lot. They could, you know, also stream it for you. Barbara Walters refuses to retire. Oh, please do, Barbara. Really. She apparently is headed back to host a 6-episode series called American Scandal on Discovery ID. Apparently the program will look back at some of her most notorious interview subjects and revisit the cases.
What sort of twee are you?
Yeah, she's going to pat herself on the back. Trevor Noah's already in trouble.
Already?
Doesn't even have the gig. Apparently some anti-Semitic, racist, and sexist tweets that he put out.
Oh, no.
Oh, that internet. Yeah. Stuff's going to stick around.
Yeah, sure, it might happen to show up. Yes, Comedy Central issued a statement in support of him, saying, like many comedians, Trevor pushes the boundaries. He's provocative and spares no one, himself included. Mm. Yeah, right. All right, this date. The dollar sign made its first appearance. A New Orleans businessman named Oliver Pollock. It was in 1778. The patent on the internal combustion engine. Good to have that.
Yep.
1826. The Wrigley Company was founded. They started by selling flour. Did you know that?
Yep.
No. Flour. Yep. 1891.
And now they have a stadium.
That's it.
Fox News Radio.